Yeah. catch the wave only in Hawaii.
Stop! bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord.
somebody, bless him in here tonight. Come on, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him, bless him. Glory, 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 glory.
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Sing it, hallelujah. glory to God. Glory to God and welcome. Thank you so much. You're catching the wave and we are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to be right here with you all the way up to 5 o'clock today and certainly giving God the praise, the glory, and the honor. As always, thanking you for catching the wave. We are your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and you can catch the wave right here 7 days a week. That's Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, let's continue with more great gospel music. Here's the sounds of the Blind Boys from Alabama.
You got to move.
You got to move.
Tell 'em when the law. Jesus,
Jesus.
Same Keep your head.
catch the wave on the inner line.
By the score, I claim the victory at last. This too will pass.
Can I say it again?
I've had heartaches like this before, and disappointment by the score. I claim the victory at last. This too will pass.
Listen to me.
I've had heartaches like this before. I've had disappointments by the score.
Come on, Charlie.
I claimed the victory. Oh, I claimed it at last. Oh, you know tonight this too surely will pass.
Yes, sir.
Somebody say, I went to the doctor and he said I got cancer. Well, cancer might be too hard for the doctor, but it's just right for God. Can I get a witness here? This too. Somebody say, I got high blood pressure. Well, we came to tell you tonight, I don't care what you got. High blood, low blood, no blood at all. This too. I could get all the women in the audience to just say that one time. You'd be the best singer there up here, the best singers out there. All the women that sing soprano. I'm going to teach you the parts right now. Come on, soprano. This dude. Sing your part, alto. Tell us what you call. That sounds all right, John. Y'all be quiet. One time, everybody. One more time. Now I want you to say it real soul. Now everybody say, ooh.
This too will pass. And that voice, you guys, you remember the late, great Reverend James Cleveland along with those Hawkins, huh? You're catching the wave, and we are live here from the studios, Raleigh, North Carolina, on a wonderful day, and we give God the praise, the glory, and the honor. I want to thank all of you guys on our Facebook page. We love you. We appreciate every comment that you address, and all of you all around the world, we thank you for locking in. Want to remind you, don't forget to lock into our television broadcast. Those of you here in North Carolina, you can catch the wave. That's every Friday morning, 6 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on the new Spectrum TV24. We'll be right back right at 5 minutes before the hour, and it's all the way live here on the NFI. And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
So I can draw the line. I can't let it bring me down. I can't let you turn me around. Cause I've got God on my side and I. Well, I've got God on my side and I. No, I can't. No, I can't. Well, I've got God on my side and I. I've been praying. I've been giving. I've been serving. I've been praising. I've got and I. Well, I've come too far for a stop sign. Holding on, cause Jesus is mine. Holding on, cause Jesus is mine. Waiting on God to blow my mind. 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 I can't
You've got the hottest DJ in the game coming through your speakers.
Turn it up, baby.
It's the Anointed One.
I got something to tell you. I've got something to say. We all got to stand in that judgment one day. Might as well get ready. You've got an answer for all you've done. Can't nobody stand there for you, talking about no one. See, you know what? Mother can't
stand by you.
Father can't
stand by you.
Sisters can't, not even
your brother.
You gotta
stand there,
right there, right there, right there. You gotta stand right there, right there, right there. Listen, don't let nobody fool you, telling you when you did, you done. Because after this grace, there's a judgment that's sure to come. Every knee must bow, every tongue surely must confess. And can't nobody do it for you. Everybody's gotta take this test. You see, mother can't
stand by you.
Father can't
stand by you.
Sister can't
stand by you.
Not even
your brother.
You gotta stand there.
Stand there.
Stand right there. Right there. Right there. Makes no
stand
difference who you are. You gotta stand right there. Makes no difference what you've done. It don't matter. Still, you gotta. You gotta stand there.
You see,
I don't know about you. I'm talking about me.
She will.
Shining bright, going hard, living big, yeah. Like a star. Ain't trying to get it, already got it. And there ain't nothing no one can do about it. We living that best life. We living that best life. We living that best life.
Oh yeah.
We living, we living.
Everybody talking about trying to hustle hard. Nobody wanna talk about God. Tryna get it in, we tryna win, but don't nobody seem to know where to begin. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. You can tell him anything, he'll tell you everything. No competition, how you win it every day. Now I can understand, you got ambition. You've been dreaming big since you was a kid, waiting for the dream to come alive so you can live. Well, I'ma tell you something, I hope you listening. Life gets better when Jesus is your friend. When you give him everything, he'll give you everything. No competition, how you win it every day.
let us come before the Lord in prayer on this wonderful Thursday that the thank you so much for joining the power of prayer. Let us pray. Eternal, everlasting, wise, and most holy, precious God, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, God, for another opportunity that we can ask and call on your name, because you are a holy and precious wise God. And as thou come in the name of Jesus, asking you, God, to forgive us for our sins, sins of commission and omission. For we recognize and acknowledge that you are our Savior. And it was you, God, that gave your Son to die on the cross and to shed his blood for a sinner like I and many others around the world. So on today, we give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, because you are worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down the same, you are worthy to be praised. So we say, our Father, who art in heaven, our be thou name, thou most holy and wise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to call on your name. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have allowed thee to see. Thank you, Lord, for another day that you have allowed thy limbs and activities of all their parts of our bodies to function properly because of you. Because of you, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. On this day, thou come, asking you to hear thy prayer. Thou come asking you to open and remove the scales from those that have been blind and been in darkness, that they may see the light as you are in the light. Lord, remove the bitterness and the hurt and the envy, the anger from the hearts of those who have gone wax cold, that they shall come to you in repentance in the name of Jesus. For we understand that your word said, repent, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Lord, we understand and see the signs. These are perilous time that we are facing, we are dealing with each and every day, as we see our youth being hurt, killed, and destroyed because of the enemy that's like a roaring lion to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. And that spirit continually war among our youth, in our society and in our community and in our homes. Lord, we ask you, God, to give us that mind, that wisdom and the knowledge that we can hear you speak to us, that we will be able to speak to our children, speak to those young and youth, that they may understand, and nothing shall hinder them to receive the word that are spoken to them, that the enemy has tried to come and intercept for them to get a full understanding of your word through the Almighty God and your Son, Jesus Christ. All glory to your name, Lord, for we bow before you on this day. We worship you, we praise you, we lift our hands before you, because you are a sovereign God and there is no other God before you. We understand, Lord, that you even have told us in your word, Lord, that we must go through the Son to get to the Father. So today, Lord, we ask you, God, in the name of Jesus, to hear this prayer, to receive this prayer. For many are praying right now for different reasons and different causes that they are going through in their life that they are facing right now. As thou pray, Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. I recognize that there is no way that no man, no woman can enter into the kingdom except he go through the Son. So we praise your name and thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for all of us, who shedded his blood and was pierced in the side, and on the third day that he rose from the dead. And he did it for all of us, that we all may have a right to the tree of life. So we don't take it lightly, Lord. We take this serious, that you gave your Son for us. We take it seriously, Lord, that you gave your Son that we may have eternal life. For this world surely is to pass away, but your word will always stand. So we recognize right now, God, those different spirits that is not of you that have come to hinder, try to distract, and try to cause us to fall into divers temptation. We come against every spirit that is not of you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of homosexuality, every diverting spirit that tries to cause young boys and young girls to think that they are and which they are not, that they understand that you created them male and female. And Lord, we know that you don't make a mistake. So Lord, we come today to ask you that somewhere, somehow, some way, and in your time, that the Holy Spirit that will cause them to be converted and will cause them to be convicted, that they will recognize that there is a living God, a God that is able to deliver, a God that is able to heal, a God that is able to set the captives free, a God that is able to undo the heavy burdens, and a God that is able to work miracles. So we pray for those that are sick, that are going through the attack of the enemy upon their bodies of sickness and harm that have come to take them away. But we speak today in the name of Jesus, if it is your will, Lord, that their faith will be increased, that their ears will be in tune with your word, that they may hear what the Spirit has to say in the name of Jesus. Reach out right now, God, and grab that man, grab that woman that the enemy is looking to take away today. But because of your word, speaking with power and boldness and with authority, you can cease the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. By your stripes in the name of Jesus, they are healed in the name of Jesus, regardless where they are, in the hospital, in the rest home, in their own home, whatever the doctor's office they're in right now, even when they are there and the doctor is waiting to see them, that when they see the result, my God, in the name of Jesus, everything has been canceled. No sign of sickness on their body. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. We speak it because we believe the Son of the living God. We believe in you, God. We acknowledge you this day, that we stay in your presence, that we be not entangled with the affairs of this world, that our minds will be renewed daily in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hear this prayer that I pray for every soul that's around this universe and those that don't even know you, that conviction will come upon them, that they shall bow and ask, what must I do to be saved? Send forth your Holy Spirit like a rushing mighty wind, that it will creep and fall into the midst of every room in the homes around this nation, in the closets, in every room, even in the garage of those that have homes that have garages, that the presence of your power will begin to fall like never before, that they shall see the signs of you, them that believe. Fill their hearts with love. No bitterness that has been trying to creep in no longer exists, but life to them, that they shall show forth love. Love. Love, Lord. Because that is the greatest gift. And we recognize that your love is greater than any love that we can imagine, than any man, any woman, because you showed your love on the cross. That's why we know that we serve a true and living God, that no man, no woman, no man on this earth will give up their son for someone else. But God, you gave your son for all of us. We that were born in sin and shaped in iniquity, you gave up your son for us, that we might have life, that more and abundantly. So today, God, those that are able to tap into the spirit realm of you, those ears that have been waxed and has been hindered to hear your voice, God, remove the wax out of their ears, that you will allow them to hear your voice, that you will give them the opportunity today to come to you and acknowledging that you are the Elohim, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace, the El Shaddai, the Ecclesia, the Chosen One. And because you were chosen, God, you've given us that same opportunity that you chose us to enter into the kingdom. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So today, those that are not born again, God, I pray that they will be revived and accept you as their personal Savior in the name of Jesus. That young girl, that young boy that has given up, that they have no relationship with you, somewhere, somehow, that you will send a man, a woman of God that will give them a word that will cause them to pause and to hear what they are saying in the name of Jesus. Fill them right now with a quench of your spirit that will cause them to cry out and ask, what must I do to be saved? Save those right now, God. Save those right now that have polluted their bodies with alcohol, drugs, polluted their bodies with different symptoms of things that have caused harm to the body that they don't even have no doubt in their minds of what harm is causing to their bodies. For you have spoken to us, and you said in your word that we are to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, which is your most reasonable service. So now, God, remove all the parts and those things that have polluted our body that is not cleansing in your eyesight, that it will go now in the name of Jesus back to the dry places, for the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus is against it. I thank you, God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, God, for all that you're doing in the lives of your people. Have your way according to the gospel of Jesus Christ that will literally shake the foundation of every man, woman, boy, and girl, that they shall pray without ceasing. They shall fall on their knees and ask for repentance in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you right now for what you're doing in the minds of your people and those that are in position around the world, that are in legislation, in government, those that are in position in the church, teachers, preachers, pastors, prophets, evangelists. Lord, I pray that a portion of your anointing of those that are in position in the church right now will begin to turn those things around that they thought that were going in the direction of a miracle. But you are coming through like a rushing might of wind as they all get on one accord and the Spirit begin to rise up, that it will shake the whole congregation in the church. That it will be like the day of Pentecost to remind them that you have all power in your hand, that they enter into the court with thanksgiving, into your house with praise, praising you and worshiping you. Fill them, O God, with the Holy Spirit. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. And those that have not experienced the Holy Ghost, which you said in your word, the Comforter shall come and shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance. Whatsoever ye have need of, we need a miracle today. We need a breakthrough today. We need a blessing that will literally turn those things around that are going in the bad position, in a bad direction. Turn them around, that they shall come to you, even if they have to come to you on their knees in repentance. Let them come. Let them come. Let them come, God, because you have no respect of a person. Let them come in the name of Jesus, crying out, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, Lord. Give us this day, Lord, a resurrection that will take place in the inward part of our body, that will enter into the spirit realm, that we will know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Let the liberty fall in those marriages right now. Let the liberty fall in those homes that are being torn and broken because of jealousy, envy, and strife. Let the liberty rise up among the people of God like never before. That they will no longer look at the position, but look at the God that we serve. Glory to your name. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be praised. So thou callest on your name on this day, that you will hear this prayer for every soul that is on the face of this earth. Because you have no respect of a person, we come before you praying for every nationality around the world. And we pray for those that are on the north, those that are on the south, those that are on the east, those that are on the west, that they will recognize, regardless of their position, there is only one chief position, that is the Almighty God who made the heaven and the earth. So we recognize and we acknowledge and we say, thank you, God, for your son. Thank you, God, for your son. Thank you, God, for your son. Oh, glory to your name. Let healing begin. Let miracles begin. Let those signs of them that believe, let them begin to follow them that believe. Hear thy voice, Lord. Hear thy voice, because I understand that we must worship you in spirit and in truth. And because as we worship you in spirit and in truth, there are many that want to worship you but don't know how to worship you. But I know, God, that the same way that you showed me how to worship you, the same way that you showed me how to praise you, you can show them that there is a way that they can receive the worship, they can receive the praise. Because as they empty out, God, you can fill them within the presence of your power and your anointing in the name of Jesus. So have your way, that you will flush out the old and fill the new lamp with new wine. Let it begin to burn in the most inner part of their body, that they shall call on your name, Jesus. 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 Thank you, God. Jesus. Jesus, the Son of the living God. Jesus. Jesus, we call on you. Jesus, heal that young man. Jesus, heal that young woman. Jesus, fulfill that marriage relationship. Jesus, we call on you. Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you for that unity that you're bringing back in the church. Thank you, God. Thank you for that unity that you're bringing back in that marriage relationship. Thank you, God. Thank you for that unity that you're bringing back together for that young girl and that young boy that haven't seen their father. Thank you, God, for the unity that you're bringing back together again on this day. Hallelujah, for you're worthy. Hallelujah, for you're worthy. Oh, glory to God. Let your presence begin to reign over this nation. Let your presence begin to fill every household around this universe. Ah, shondorebe yande de la bouchata. Yedorumo yahas. Shikora baba yete urabaha ye. Oh, la la bo sandorabashita. Glory to your name, God. Thank you, God. So on today, that any weapon that tries to come in to intercept this prayer, we bind every spirit that tries to hinder. We command those spirits right now, every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of doubt, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of murder, to go back to the dry places right now, for the blood of Jesus is against it. The blood of Jesus is against it. We speak life today. We speak creativity today. We speak unity today. We speak love today. And we thank you for the protection that you give us each and every day as we walk in this society, as we face each and every day in life. Thank you, God, because of who you are, Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. You never leave us nor forsake us. You always been there for us. You was there when you created the heaven and the earth, and you never left us. But many have walked away from you. So God, I pray right now, those that have walked away from you, that you will allow them to turn around and to come back to you, asking for repentance right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus, that spirit that has been pulling away them from you, no longer shall hinder them to walk away. We speak right now, God, that you will allow them to be brought back before you, asking you, God, for repentance in the name of Jesus. I give you praise today. I give you the honor. No longer shall it hinder them from coming to you. For we cast it back now to the dry places. I say thank you, God, for your word. I say thank you, God, for your love. And I say thank you, God, the peace that passes all understanding through you. This day we pray in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. For your word has let us know that these three are one. So we say thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m. where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Catch the wave.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. And I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he will be forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the holy God. He is the righteous God. He is that God that never, ever leave us or forsake us. He is the God that is genuine. He is the God that is truth. He is the God that is the way. He is the God that is the life. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for all things. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he is doing for me right now. Cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. Y'all might not believe that. But when you have a true relationship with God, it means so much. And I tell God, thank you. Guess what? When you're down in the valley, guess who's there with you? Because he said, I would never leave you or forsake you. He tells us that we can cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for us. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for his Holy Ghost power being the comforter, that when nobody else have words to say, that when we call on the name of Jesus, not only is he there, but the Holy Ghost is there and the Father is there. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this day, that I have another opportunity to come back and teach his word. But first and foremost, that he gave me another chance to live for him. Father God, we thank you for this day. I thank you for your son, Jesus, and I thank you for your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for all that you are doing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, as we slept on last night, you watched over us and you touched us this morning with your finger, God. And I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is the healer. I thank you for being the God that is the deliverer and the miracle worker. Father God, I thank you for being the God that is everything that you need us to be. In the name of Jesus, I might need you for healing. That one might need you for deliverance, but I tell you, thank you for all things great and small, dear God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for your son Jesus going on the cross, that he didn't go in the grave and stay there, but he rose according to your word, and I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I thank you for your Holy Ghost power that rests, rule, and abide, that anoints afresh in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, God. And I praise you, God, and I glorify you. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God, those that are burdened down, God. Oh, Father God, remove those burdens in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch your bereaved families, God. Let them know that you know what you were doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost power comfort, God. I ask you to heal that brokenness right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, those that are incarcerated, touch their hearts and their minds, God. Oh, Father God, let them turn unto you in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, thank you, God. Oh, Father God, whatever the need is, if it be thy will, God, I ask you to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, those that are calling on your name, God, build their faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that you can do all things in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, you said the battle don't belong to us, but the battle belongs to you. And Father God, I ask you to fight that battle right now in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, I lift my hands to you, God. And I speak victory right now in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, you know what every person needs, God. And Father God, I ask that you deliver according to your will. And Satan, I bind you up in the name of Jesus. And I release the spirit of the true and living God, that he be honored, that he be glorified in the name of Jesus, that you get all my glory, God. Father God, I thank you for all things. Touch our young people, God. Oh, Father God, cover them with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I lift up married couples to you, God. And Satan, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. No weapon that you have formed shall prosper. Only what God has sent out shall be victorious in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you just for being my God. Father God, I thank you for all things, great and small, that you get my honor, that I stand before you asking you to move according to your will and your way. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trust in it, and believe in you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of my glory. Amen, amen, amen. God, I thank you. I tell God, thank you for all things that he is doing in this hour, because it is God who has all power, and Satan can do no more than God allow him to do. But I tell God, thank you that we can go to him trusting and believing him, and he will move on our behalf if it be his will. Yes, our trials and our tests come, but they come to make us strong. And I tell God, thank you. The word of God is true. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we follow him in every area of our life, we won't go wrong. And I tell God, thank you. There's power in the name of Jesus. When I call on that name of Jesus, yes, God. God, I thank you. I got it, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Yeah, God. Oh, glory, 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 God. I got it. Yes, you know, I say. God, I thank you. I thank you, God. God, I thank you. I bless the name of the Lord, because, see, God is not a God that he will lie. He will speak truth. And he tells us, if you lack wisdom, ask him, and he'll reveal himself. And I tell God, thank you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You just don't know. I'm encouraging you to get a true relationship with God, so that when he speak, you will get an understanding. And I tell God, thank you. I bless the name of the Lord, for he is God. His word is being manifested each and every day. If you don't have a true relationship, you don't understand and you don't know when he's speaking. And I tell God, thank you for just being the true and living God. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. God, I tell you, thank you for all things. And on Tuesdays, we have Bible study on Tuesday nights at 7 o'clock. We ask you to come out and go into the Word with us. And our worship service starts on Sundays at 11. If you don't have a church home, come and worship with us. That God be glorified. And on third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. If you can't come, go in prayer right where you are. Because the word of God let us know that the prayers of the righteous, I don't know about you, I've dealt with them much. And I tell God, thank you for all things. And on August the 13th, our usher board will be having their usher's anniversary at 3 o'clock p.m. Bishop Linwood Atkinson and Atkinson Temple Ministries will be rendering service. We ask you to come out and go and worship with us and magnify the name of the true and living God and do what God has called us to do. If you're ushers and you don't have anything else to do, we invite you to come out and worship with us, that God gets all of the glory. And we ask you to continue to join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays as we come to bring forth the word of God and be obedient to him. And on the first and third Tuesdays, Pastor Michael Austin comes and joins us, we ask you to sign on and listen to the man of God. And on the second and fourth Tuesdays and Thursdays, yours truly is there. But we ask you to come and hear the word of God. I thank God for the ministries of the other pastors and evangelists and bishops that are going forth. I thank God for the prayers that went out this morning before I came. I tell God, thank you for all that he is doing. As we come back on today, I tell God, thank you, because as we serve the true and living God, you're going to find that you don't put nobody else before him. The word of God let us know you can't serve two masters. And as you serve the true and living God, you don't just do it on some days, and some days you don't, but you do it every day of your life. When you serve the true and living God, you worship and you praise and you honor him. When you serve the true and living God, you serve him with your whole heart. And when you serve the true and living God, you find that you glorify him with all that is in you. When you go into praise and worship, you do it that he be glorified. You're not doing it for a show, but you want God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost to get all of the glory. When you glorify the true and living God, you find that everything about you, your voice, what you speak, your actions, your thoughts, your words, and your character will line up with the word of God. You find that you put yourself last. It ain't about you, but God comes first. You find that when you glorify God, that you obey him in every area of your life. I keep telling you, babies, you can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. I can't say that I'm serving the true and living God and that I love God and I'm still sinning. Sin is sin and righteousness is righteousness. I don't care who you are or what your title is, but you can't serve but one master. If you're living holy and righteousness and you stand before God, you're praying, you're in the word, and you are doers of the word, you are glorifying and serving the true and living God. When you glorify God, I tell God, thank you, that you live the way that he say live. You live according to his word. I tell God, thank you for wisdom and knowledge. I thank God that if I don't have an understanding and I go to him, he will speak in his season and let me know who he is and what he is all about. And I tell God, thank you. You're going to find that when you glorify God and you serve him, you find that you become an imitator of his son Jesus. You don't do it just to look like, but you're doing it because you want God to get all of the glory. When we glorify God, yeah, we have to make a choice to glorify him, to serve him. And as we are glorifying God and doing what he say to do, you're going to find that nothing that you do will cause someone else to stumble. You have to be so careful. You can't walk in sin and righteousness at the same time. While I know we are not perfect, but we should strive for perfection to do what the word of God say to do. If I am sinning and I am walking in the midst of a sinner, I can cause that sinner to stumble and to fall and not turn his life unto God. But I tell God, thank you that I got an understanding now, that I got to live holy. I don't care if I'm at the house, if I'm out in the street, we got to live holy. I can't be serving two masters. The Lord God won't let me let that go because we have people that are trying to serve two masters. When you try to serve two, you can't do it. To glorify God, you got to serve him with your whole heart. And if we're glorifying him, we can't cause nobody else to stumble. We got to seek the good that's in others. What you talking about? We can't be jealous because God elevate her and God elevate him, and we are standing still. You don't know the trials and the tests. You don't know they're fasting. You don't know they're praying. And if that baby say, I want to give my life to God, but he's looking at someone that's sinning, that person that's sinning can cause him to stumble and to fall and not give his life unto God. We have to be so careful life that we live. If we're serving God, people should see the God that's on the inside. When we glorify God, I tell God, thank you. When we glorify him, one thing that I know, we got to be committed to him 100%. We can't just be committed sometime, but we must be, got to be committed to him all the time. And yes, I like to laugh and to have fun, but when it comes to my Heavenly Father, I must stand. You must stand on the word of God. You got to be sold out to him. If we look at Colossians 3, verse 23, the word of God said, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. When we do things, the life that we live, we do it from our hearts that God is glorified, that God is honored, that God is reverenced. And I tell God, thank you. The word of God tells us whatsoever we do it heartily. That means from our heart as to the Lord and not unto men. Thank God for mankind. But whatever we do, we must do that God gets all of the glory. Listen to this. It says we must work as though Christ were our employer, knowing that all work performed as to the Lord will someday be rewarded. I tell God, thank you. When we work and we are servant of God. Some people don't like the word servant or servitude. But if Jesus was a servant and he came to do the work that his Father called him to do, that lets me know that I am a servant of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. It don't make me small and insignificant. But when I work for the Lord, there is rewards as we are going on this journey now. We don't have to wait until we die. But there are rewards as we are going now. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for holiness because holiness will keep your mind focused on God. When we are doing a work for God, thank God that Christ is my employer, yes, because what he pays is greater than any amount of money that man can give. Money has its place, but I thank God because when I need life, Jesus gives me life. When I need a comforter, the Holy Ghost is there comforting me. when I need issues regulated. The Holy Ghost of God will regulate and keep it working as it should. And I tell God, thank you. That's why whatever we do, we got to do it heartily from our hearts, not just because to please man. I tell God, thank you, that when we do a work for God and we do it with our whole heart, yes, I'll call Jesus my master, my savior, my God. Yes, I do. And as we serve God, I tell God, thank you for the rewards that he can give. Eternal life is a good thing to work towards. The word of God tells us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And as we do the word of God and we live for him, and you get an understanding of who he is, and we always say, know who you are and whose you are. You got to know who you are. I'm an original. God didn't make me like nobody else. I don't want to be like nobody else. Because God made me who I am, he made you who you are, you who you are. And all that you do for God will determine where you spend eternity. When you go before God glorifying him, you are honoring him with your whole heart. When you go before him glorifying him, it is through your actions, no one else's. And I tell God, thank you. When you choose to hear God's voice and to be obedient to his word, he is getting your glory. When you glorify God, if his son Jesus glorified him, and God glorified his son, that lets me know that as sons of God, we must glorify him genuinely from our hearts. When we glorify God, I tell God, thank you, that he is my only master. There is no other master. And when we glorify God, I tell God, thank you. If we look at Colossians 3 and 24, it said, knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. We inherit the right to the kingdom. I tell God, thank you. When we glorify God in everything that we do, even when we're working, we got to glorify God. I so often say when I'm at my little part-time job, they might see me raise my hands and think that I'm exercising. But yeah, I'm exercising my right to glorify God right where I am. And I tell God, thank you, to receive the reward of the inheritance. Why? Because we serve the true and living God, that we inherit the right to eternity, eternal life, the opportunity to go before God, to meet him in heaven when he come to rapture his church. He's already given us something to look forward to. And I tell God, thank you, that when we glorify God with our whole hearts, everything that we do, we want to do, that God gets the glory. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. Had it not been for him, I know we wouldn't have the right to the tree of life. We wouldn't have the right to see God when we leave here. And what I'm so glad about, that when we go into prayer and fasting, that brings us closer to God. And one thing that I do know, God don't dwell in an unclean temple. And I'm not talking about the house of God. I'm talking about our hearts. When our temples are clean, that's when we can truly glorify God with our whole hearts, with our minds. Our body is his temple. And you're going to find that everything that you do, you want God to be glorified. When we glorify God and we live as a son of God, you're going to obey his word. Not some of it, but all of it. And I thank God for being able to worship and to praise him. When we glorify God in everything, we honor him with our thoughts and with our actions. I can't say that I'm glorifying God and I have evil thoughts. I can't say that I'm glorifying God and my actions speak sin. That's why we have to be so careful with everything about ourselves. There's a scripture that says we never ever know when we're entertaining angels. And one thing that I do know, that God would encamp angels round about us, that he is glorified. And if I'm displaying sin, I'm not helping that brother or that sister that need a true relationship with God. When we honor God, we're going to be careful what come out of our mouths. And we have to tell ourselves, I have the mind of Christ. Because, see, Christ knew no sin. When we turn from sin and we turn unto God, I got that thought, no, we're not perfect. But we purpose in our hearts and in our minds to be like Jesus. When we glorify God and we honor him, that lets me know that I must have the heart and the mind of Christ. Gotta show love even to my enemies. You got to show love to your enemies so that God is glorified. And when we talk about our thoughts should always be set on things of God, not of Satan. God bless you. God bless you. Until we come back together again. God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right.
Williams, I will trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
You that's trusting in the Lord, just wave your hand. In the Lord, you got to hang on in there anyhow. Can I get a witness in here? In the Lord, wait a minute. In the Lord, bring it down one more time. In the Lord, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. If I had Frank Williams here tonight, he would come on down and he would tell you, he would say, in the Lord, yeah. He would say, in the Lord, yeah. Y'all don't like this tonight. And, Frank would tell you, when I was sick, the Lord touched my body. We don't have him here tonight, but we got James Moore here. And I can tell you, God been good to me. He made a way out of no way. In the Lord. Come on, choir. In the Lord. In the Lord. Can you help us say it? In the Lord. In the Lord. He's a rock in a weary land.
And you caught it first on the wave.
Catch the wave on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studio of the NFI Gospel Network.
Gospel music at its best. Catch the wave on the NFI. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Somebody out there, maybe it'll work.
You know, when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, he included the words, "Give us this day our daily bread." And then old man Paul picked it up in Philippians 4 and 19 and said that he would supply all of our needs. That God would supply our needs according to his riches and glory. And all we have to do today is to just go to him and ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. If you ask him, he will give it to you. For Christ and messenger, we'll have to go from here. And we'll have to share this love that Christ gave to every one of us. To every one of us. And show
came in. Yeah, he did it for me, y'all. just what you said.
But I'm flowing with heaven's velocity, bringing hope where there's atrocity, and the truth where there's hypocrisy. No longer ruled by the laws of humanity, being free from induced conformity. I'm waking up from the pseudo reality, cause now I know my true identity. I'm telling you this time, I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time.
I'm free from all the guilt people try to put on me. Self-inflicted wounds, that was my worst enemy. But I'm part of that war, I don't fight it no more. I'm free to walk through all these doors, dancing, smiling, living, sing the praise up to the true king that's reigning. I'm free from opinion, walking dominion. That's why I win.
Yeah. This time, I'm not gonna be. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time. I know God, He lives inside of me. I will walk with all authority.
The past and people had me undermined the Lord. My false affairs and with things they were told. It seemed there was no hope for my own restored. Restrict the face of how the enemy assaults. There were times when I didn't want to show my face, but through it all you still cover me with your grace. But now I'm totally healed, to me your glory's revealed. The emptiness of spirit I feel.
I'm not gonna fear. This time, I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live harder. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time. I'm not going away. This time, I won't run and hide. This time, I won't compromise. This time, I'm gonna love harder. This time, I'm gonna live smarter. This time, I'm gonna be even bolder. This time, this time, this time, this time.
Well, how many can say I'm still willing to run? Well, you don't have to tell me, but he already know. You can tell a neighbor, Lord, I'm willing, willing to run. Gone by
The blackness.